I'm Darren Irwin of azcardinals.com, and we're joined by President Michael Bidwell of the Arizona Cardinals. Michael, thank you for joining us.
Absolutely, Darren.
Spend some time here on the website. I want to ask you, given the last few years with what has happened with the team, how satisfying was the 2013 season?
It was extremely satisfying. When you look at sort of the ups and downs that we've had since being in the Super Bowl a few years ago, we really wanted to get things turned around and quickly. And going back in the right direction, and going 10-6 and nearly 11-5 was a huge step forward, and certainly we got the town excited. Everybody in Arizona's fired up. Our locker room's fired up. Everybody in the organization is fired up. We're so excited about the big strides we made in 2013, and can't wait to continue to improve the team and get back out on the field in 2014.
When you look at the leadership overall, especially on the football side of things, you've got Steve Keimen there, Bruce Arians, everybody. How do you kind of see the stability there, and how do you like that leadership right now?
I love the leadership, and we have a little saying amongst us that we're not fooling around. It's a little bit different phraseology that we use off camera, but and it's a mentality, it's a culture that we've developed, and we know that we're going to lose people. We know that people are going to be hired as head coaches. We know that they're going to be people that are hired as general managers. But what we want to do is build an organization that we can bring people in and move people up, and as people get hired outside of the organization, we're developing young talent that can take steps up the organization and be prepared to continue that sustained success. And I think we're doing it. Obviously lost Jason Light to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, but we had Terry McDonough there ready to go, and Terry stepped in, and we moved some other folks up in the organization. And we've got some great stability, but a plan to have the dynamic of a great organization losing people, and the great organizations make sure that they know how to replace them and have a sort of a system, a feeder system that develops young talent and gets them ready to step up to the next level.
Besides winning a Super Bowl, which we all know you would love to do, what drives you on a daily basis?
Well, it's competing. It's getting better than we were last year. It's getting better than we were last week. It's being a better organization. It's being better not only on the field but also off the field, in the community, and as a business. And so those things, if you're not trying to get better, you're staying static. If you're staying static, you're falling behind. So it's, and I love working around the men and women in our organization. We've got a bunch of competitive people that want to be better, take a lot of pride in what they do. They know that the fans are counting on us to do our jobs and to get up every day and to work hard. And so we know who we're working for. We're working for the fans to try to make it as great of an organization as we can. We're trying very hard. We're not going to be perfect every time. We're going to make some mistakes. But hopefully we will learn from those mistakes and continue to get better.
In what ways have you evolved since taking over your role as team president and running this organization?
Hard for me to answer that question about myself. I'm sure there are others that could answer better than I can. But, just having the broad view over all the elements of the organization, being involved with our people, making sure that I do my job and put people in positions and to give them the authority and the resources to do their job, and also being in touch with the people, the plan, and the dynamics of what's going on outside the organization within the league to make sure that we're nimble enough as an organization to change direction and adapt to the changing circumstances.
What are game days like for you?
They're intense. I start them off. I go to church, and it's really a peaceful place. And then it's, there's just the game day excitement of driving to the stadium, either in the bus or when we're at home in my car out to University of Phoenix Stadium. But getting out there and then just feeling the energy of all the pregame activities that the fans have got going on, I make sure I walk around the stadium and get a chance to visit with a lot of our game day workers and get them fired up.
I need you guys, the team needs you guys, the coaches, the players, everybody needs you to leave it all in there today. I want everybody to have a hoarse voice at the end of the day. So keep it loud!
I sort of draw off the energy of our fans and the people around the organization. And then it seems like the 2 hours before kickoff are the longest 2 hours of the week. I think you would agree. Yeah. It's like, come on, hurry up, let's kick off. But it's an exciting game day. Game day is always exciting, whether we're on the road or at home. A little more work when we're at home, but that's okay. But normally at the end of the day, hopefully we've got a win. And you feel like, oh, I just want to go home and kick my feet up and relax because it's a little bit emotional. emotionally draining sometimes in wins and losses, but both. But it's exciting, and so I love game day.
As an owner, there's been a lot of talk around the NFL. Michael Sam put out publicly that he's gay and he's coming in the league. There's a lot of talk about the Dolphins situation in the locker room. When you look at that, do you address that with your football people? Do you trust that they're already making sure that's taken care of? Or how do you kind of treat that at the top of the food chain in an organization?
Well, it's that issue and other issues. You want to make sure you have good people running the different parts of your organization that are only caring about one thing, and that's about winning football games and doing a great job there. And those things really don't matter. I mean, what it really comes down to is this – player going to be a good player, and does he fit in terms of our system and going to be able to help us win? And those things, I know that we've got a strong enough locker room that, where that wouldn't even be an issue. And so that's why I say not really an issue. We're focused on winning football. And I think most organizations, if not all of them in the NFL, are absolutely like that. You know, it's too competitive to worry about those sort of things that don't really matter. You got to worry about the X's and O's, the blocking and tackling, the catching and scoring. And if a player's a good football player, that's all that matters.
How involved do you get on the football side? You previously talked about, you know, overseeing everything and learning how to do all that. Obviously, you're talking to Bruce Arians, you're talking to Steve Keim. Do you get very involved? Do you just want to know what's going on? Are you part of the decision-making on day-to-day stuff? I mean, how does it go?
I'm not a decision-maker on the day-to-day stuff, but I'm informed. I'm involved. You know, my input is to make sure that we stay the course of building a sustainable winning organization. And with Bruce and Steve, I don't have to give much direction in those areas. But throughout the calendar year, I obviously go to every game, home and away. I come out to the Senior Bowl many years in Mobile, Alabama. I come out to the Combine in Indianapolis, the NFL Scouting Combine. I'm very involved in draft day. And what it gives me a chance to do is particularly at the Senior Bowl and the Scouting Combine, is get a chance to sit in the interviews and listen to the players themselves and hear their stories and to have an understanding of where their aptitude is in terms of football knowledge and how they might be able to help us. It gives me a chance to see our scouts and our assistant coaches run the interviews in those rooms, and you get to see those guys lead a room, and you know, I'm not doing the interviewing. I'm just there watching it. I might have a question or two with some of the players, but for the most part, I get a chance to see our guys do their jobs, and I learn from it. And to the extent that I can learn more about the X's and O's, more about what we're doing on the football field, it helps me be a better decision maker when it comes to, you know, allocating resources to in different parts of our organization and making sure that we're out there trying to do everything we can do to win.
I got two game balls. Steve Keim, step forward. First win as the general manager in the NFL.
Yes, sir.
And first win for head coach.
Yes, we're now a little over a year with Steve Keim in charge as general manager, as Bruce Arians as head coach of this team. From your perspective, how would you evaluate those two men and the jobs they've done?
Outstanding and outstanding. They've both done a fabulous job. They hit the ground running. Both first-year GM, first-year head football coach in the NFL, and they seem like they were old pros within weeks of starting the job. It's great leadership. It's great knowledge. It's great situational awareness to know what to do next and what the circumstances dictate in terms of making the best decision for the Cardinals. And throughout, just dozens and dozens of important decisions, these guys have just gravitated to the right decision, and that's why I've got so much confidence in them in terms of the direction of where we're going. They've done a terrific job, and we speak often. We speak quite a bit, but you know, a lot of it is, you know, just these guys know what they're doing, and they know what to do, and they know what, you know, that this is a constantly evolving business. You know, each year the roster's a little bit different, the competition's a little bit different, and that we've got to be able to adapt and compete in a dynamic environment. And it's a situation that all three of us are very comfortable with, but those guys in particular on the football side, they do a fabulous job of getting us ready to go. And I think they've both done an outstanding job over the last year. And the other thing, I was just speaking to somebody recently about, I also get the benefit of working with two of the biggest characters in the NFL, being in our organization. They're both great guys, and they're, you know, I know media guys love interviewing both of them because they're always fun interviews.
That's true.
So it's great. So I get to learn from them every day, and couldn't be more excited about where we're going.
Well, that leads us into our last question, which is, when you look at this organization right now, fairly happy with the direction it's going, what kind of, where do you see the organization right now, where you want it to be and where it can go still?
Well, I think I know we're going to go up. Nobody's satisfied with where we ended up. 10-6 was great, but not getting into the playoffs didn't give us a chance to compete. We've obviously got to make sure we get better in the offseason through free agency and through the draft. And as we get ready for training camp and the 2014 season, there are going to be a lot of things that we've got to do to get ready. And with the Super Bowl coming up this year, there's going to be a lot of work. You know, for the business guys, we've got a lot of work. It's going to be a different kind of year with a Super Bowl that we're hosting in Arizona. So that's going to take care of itself. But also having the chance to compete to be the first team in a Super Bowl. I don't want to jinx ourselves, so knock on wood here. But I think that it gives us a unique perspective and a unique time to be a good football team with our arrow going up. So we'll be excited about the upcoming year.
Well, we appreciate the time, Michael. Thank you for spending some time with us.
Thanks so
much, Michael Bidwell. I'm Darren Urban. This has been a chat on azcardinals.com.